he's very, very, you know, he probably, I don't know about his speed, to being a speed demon like he was at the beginning, but just being able to be physical, body control, the ball's in the air, he can make a play on anything. I mean, he's just hungry, man, just so hungry and excited to get back out here, man. You know, JJ, at the end of the day, he loves football, and he's really, really good at it. So, I mean, he can't wait to get back out here and start playing again.
But
just to be back in and be able to, you know, when we see Josh now, he's not able to really do too much with us, so everybody's talking to him. But, you know, I know how that probably feels, not to be able to be in it with us. So as soon as he's able to get back in the locker room, start going out to practice, start playing back in the games, man, I know that's something that he can't wait to do. You know, it's super exciting, man, when you have a player of his caliber, man, just to be a deep threat. And even if the ball's not going to him, you have to be worried about him. You can't really load up boxes because you can't just put your one corner over there with Josh. You have to pay more attention to him. So just being able to open up the offense and just having a big, deep, vertical threat of somebody like him is amazing. And, you know, losing Gip, you can't just replace Gip like that. So, you know, everybody's going to have to step up. You know how Coach always says, next man up. You never know who's going down. You never know who really going to have. So next man up, Jordan Poyer, Jimmy Leonard, both of them very, very experienced, know the game, really, really, really comfortable with putting them in. And I think whoever's in there is going to be able to step up and play the position really well. I know it's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy out there. You know, the fans are going to be going wild. It's going to be cold and just like Cleveland football, you know. But I just think everybody, for the team, we're looking at it like next game. And we just try to keep it like that, because if you just keep playing these one-game seasons, you know, that's the way that you keep getting these victories. We're not really looking ahead. We're just looking to this next game. And we know the situation. We're not oblivious to it. But the way that we play so well is just going into each game and looking at that game, just taking Houston and making sure that we do exactly what we need to do for them so we can get that win.